Well, Declan, games are coming thick and fast. Cork City are next here to Brandywell. Your thoughts?
It's a game that we're really looking forward to. We've been fortunate that we've had quite a spell of home games recently. Obviously, the Heysel League Cup, obviously the game against Dundalk in the FAA Cup, and a right battle against Bohemians last week. So, again, this presents us with another opportunity. It presents us with an opportunity when none of our rivals are playing. But we certainly won't underestimate the threat that Cork will possess this, because they're coming here fighting for their lives as well. It's a game where both teams are desperate for the points, but it's a game where we're going to embrace and we're going to look forward to trying to play our brand of football, but also fully aware that Cork can come here and cause us problems.
It's an important fleece point, Declan, tomorrow night. If you can take them, it gets you into that third spot and that automatic European spot as well.
Well, if you had offered us third spot, be able to go on the third spot with four games to go after it, then we would have put your hand off to start the season. We've been competitive in the Cups, lost the Cup final in penalties, went out of the FAA Cup to the league champions on, a minute left and extra time. So it's been eventful, but now we look at trying to get points on board. I said for a long time now that every game in the last phase of games is tough, and that there'll be surprises here and there, but we're looking forward to the games. Our players have worked so hard this year. The atmosphere in the Brandywell is magnificent. The boys are training brilliantly. There's a real positive vibe about the place, and we must continue to have that positive vibe. And if we can finish the season off in the manner that we started it, then everybody will be in a good place coming into the season.
It must be frustrating for yourself, Declan, watching your team play so well, taking the league champions to penalties, and walking away with nothing at the end. And of course, last week against Bowes, better team on the night, and walk away with just a point. It must be frustrating that you're not getting those three points.
I don't know if it's frustrating. The one thing I will say is, it's closing gaps. It's closing gaps. We've went toe-to-toe with Dundalk now over four games. Bohemians is a tough team, and we're disappointed by a point, but it shows you how far we've come. That's the most important thing. And as I said previously, when you look back at the end of the season, wherever you finish, if you qualify for Europe, you're not going to qualify for Europe by 10 points or 12 points. It's going by a point or two, and every point's crucial. Every point's crucial. We haven't lost a lot of games this year. We've probably drawn too many. But ultimately, we're a new group, and we want to put that mantra on the other club that we're hard to beat. And we are hard to beat, there's no doubt about it. Teams aren't getting easy games here, and that was one of the things we set out to do. And we must fulfil the season in the manner that we've went about our job the whole year. And we must make sure that nobody finds it easy to beat us, and we must make sure that we find it, find a way of winning games. And that's all testimony to the players, because they have all year. We scored a lot of goals late on in games. We're very, very fit. We manage the ball very well. We've 16, 17 different goal scorers here at the club this year, which is magnificent. There's not any other club in Ireland that'll have 16 or 17 different goal scorers on their panel. So there's so many positives, but the reality of it is now we're at the business end of the season. Every 3 points is key. And tomorrow night, the one thing I can guarantee, it won't be through the lack of trying, because the guys are giving us absolutely everything. It doesn't matter who we're playing. The boys are relentless in their pursuit for points.
Of course, we're at that stage of the season too, 4 weeks to go, Declan. There's players out of contract come the end of the season, the likes of Craig Sloggett, Barry McNamee, Jamie McDonough. Have you had a chance to talk to them? Are you any closer, if you have, of maybe signing them up again?
Well, let's put it this way, we had four players last year, and we got a lot of business done in the off-season. We spoke to all those players who've been spoken to. All our players are also in the pipeline. We're speaking to players from all the clubs, we're speaking to players from all our jurisdictions, we're speaking to players in regards to next year, but ultimately players are in charge of their own destiny, and players have a freedom of movement, and players will decide themselves in terms of what their plans are for the coming months. But for us now at this moment in time, it's about sitting down, making sure we get the job done first and foremost. The players have been magnificent, I keep saying it, and we would love to keep everybody at the football club, but that's not the way football works. Football doesn't work that easy. All our clubs are going to be speaking to our players, there's no doubt about that, because we've been brilliant this year. We've turned a lot of heads, and I'm sure all our managers are targeting our players too. So it's just the nature of the game. We're going to try and build on the relative success we've had this year in terms of being able to establish ourselves as a top club again. So, we're working extremely hard behind the scenes, everybody is, and we get more importantly than contracts now is making sure that we get the points tally right up till the end of the season.
Thank you, Declan.